This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss arrhythmia, diagnosis, treatment, and management. Here's Rasa Kay.
If your doctor tells you your physical has turned up an arrhythmia, a rhythm disorder in your heart, that might cause it to skip a beat right then and there. But cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. Rafael Corbizero explains the biggest concern is, like a realtor says, location, location, location.
And arrhythmias are geographically specific. So it depends on where we are in the heart. In a normal heart, in a young, otherwise healthy patient, there are abnormal arrhythmias that can occur, most common of which is called supraventricular tachycardia. These are abnormal circuits based on the electrical anatomy. They are not life-threatening. They can be life-annoying, and they usually occur in the top or middle part of the heart.
Learn more at DeboraHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Debora Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Debora.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, March 21st, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. Johnny Cakes Allville's here.
Hello, everybody. Happy Friday.
And Eric Pickle.
Good morning.
That
Good
is
morning.
The foursome. You want to call us throughout the show, you can always hit us up at 800-636-1067. Day two of the tournament coming up today. Day one, you had McNeese State, the big upset winner.
Yeah,
and
that was
Clemson
impressive.
Going down.
Clemson just absolute garbage in the first half. They were getting blown out of the building. The final score is very deceptive and misleading.
Yeah.
Because you wake up, you didn't watch any of the game, you're like, oh, McNeese squeaked with a 2-point win, which ultimately they did. But, I mean, Clemson was completely outclassed in that game.
Especially, and Clemson's a bigger team. They got two big dudes, and they were just manhandled by McNeese.
Yep.
Very impressive. And Will Wade, who's been a very successful coach with some controversy, is leaving the program, and he's going to NC State. And, you know, he was there for 2 years, and it's a really cool story. Very disappointing for Clemson. If you're a Clemson fan or a Clemson grad, 13 points in the first half is just an embarrassment.
They scored 13 in the first half, 54 in the second.
Yeah, I mean, they finally started making some shots.
It
looked like in the first 7 minutes, 10 minutes of that game, they just weren't ready to play. They didn't come out prepared, and McNeese did. And, you know, at the end of that game, when Will Wade runs across the court and gives a big hug to Heath Schroyer, the AD, who's a DeMatha guy, felt great for him, and he's obviously got to replace Will Wade, but that was just one of those hugs where you say, hey, man, thanks for giving me an opportunity.
Sure.
And we did it, and we got to the tournament, we won a game, and now I'm off to Raleigh.
I wasn't even sure where McNeese State was. It's in Louisiana?
Louisiana. Lake Charles, Louisiana. Yeah.
I don't think I would have nailed that if I had to guess. The only thing I knew about McNeese State was, isn't that Joe Dumars' land?
Joe Dumars,
that's it. I knew Joe Dumars went to McNeese State. That's my file.
That's where he's from.
And then this year, this kid, Amir Khan, got a lot of national attention. The manager of the team for coming out. They're kind of doing the San Francisco 49ers bit with the boombox and him rapping and whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good story, man. Anytime you have a small conference team beat a you know, a Power 5 team or a Power 4 team in Clemson. You know, the ACC wasn't a great conference this year, but Clemson, I mean, Clemson beat Duke. I mean, they had a pretty good team, and they won 18 games in the conference. So that's just a really bad loss for them. But and McNeese has a shot at Purdue. I mean, mm-hmm. Purdue won fairly easily yesterday, but they're not as big as Clemson. So, I mean, kind of depend. I mean, Braden Smith, their point guard, is legit, but I give McNeese a shot.
Now we just got to pick our survivors for day two.
We got to do that.
Oh, yeah. How do we do that?
Everyone advanced.
Everybody got through day one.
All right.
So now you got to pick two more.
I'll tell you. The Junkies survivor pool. Because I know the one that I did, that Jason did with our boy Jabby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was, I think he said, five or six people
that are
out of the contest.
That's what happens when you pick the chalk sometimes. Sometimes the smaller seeds will come up and get you.
I'll be honest. I think that the Drake win is the most impressive win yesterday, even over McNeese. And here's why. Darian DeVries, who was their coach for the last few years, leaves and goes to West Virginia. And he was a very good coach. And Drake replaces him with this kid, or not kid, but this coach, Ben McCollum, who is a D2 coach. He was a D2 coach at Northwest Missouri State. He comes from Northwest Missouri State, winning four national championships at the D2 level, and he brings four of his players. Mm-hmm. Four of his starters are D2 players. Mm-hmm. They've never played D1 hoops, and they come in and they win their conference, and they beat an SEC team yesterday. That's one of the most impressive things, if not the most impressive, for me, after day one, to have four D2 players come in and win a game in the NCAA tournament. That's incredible.
I'm reading about Missouri's offensive struggles. They scored 57 points in the loss.
Yeah.
But they entered the game ranked fifth on KenPom in offensive efficiency.
Oh, yeah, they can score. And Drake probably won that game on defense. I mean, they're not as talented as Missouri. They're not as athletic. But, man, that's just an incredible win to be able to take four D2s and come to the D1 level, win your conference, and then win a game.
I mean, not only won their conference, they won 31 games.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I mean, they racked up a bunch of dubs.
Yep. Mm.
Dravy, were you happy with Gonzaga?
I mean, I told you guys, I wasn't even remotely sweating that game.
I mean, I looked at I didn't watch that game, but I was looking at the score. At one point, the score was 27-3.
It was a demolition.
27-3.
I was like, well, this game is officially over.
Usually I get nervous for any tournament game. Doesn't matter if you're a one seed.
Right.
For some reason, I just disrespect Georgia basketball. You were supremely confident
at about 9 o'clock yesterday morning.
Unless Kirby Smart is their head coach, I disrespect Georgia.
Disrespect Georgia
hoops. I mean, 27-3 is just an unbelievable start. I mean,
and that shows you that the committee just, they're not perfect by any means.
Sure.
I mean, Gonzaga had no business being an 8 seed. Mm-hmm. It wasn't fair to Georgia. It's not fair to Houston. And really, it's not fair to Gonzaga that they have to play Houston on Saturday night.
How'd the SEC do overall out of their teams that played yesterday?
Auburn won, A&M won, Missouri lost, Georgia lost, Arkansas won.
Arkansas upsets Kansas.
Tennessee won, so that's four.
I had Arkansas before I bailed on my bracket. It just got too tedious.
Too many picks you had to make?
So
you didn't finish?
No, I didn't finish it.
They went 4-2. But the ACC went 0-2.
Right.
I don't think they've set the time yet, but Calipari, Patino.
Oh, man.
It's
going to
be amazing.
That's going to be great.
It's a 240 game.
Oh, it's at 240?
Yep.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun. That's the game I watched. The late game I watched is Arkansas, Kansas. I wanted to watch that game.
I got home from the Caps game last night, and St. John's was up only by a bucket. And I was like, oh. St. John's, close game. Then they end up smashing them in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's much more talented than Omaha.
Did he give one of those crazy speeches again at halftime?
No idea, but the Calipari-Patino matchup is going to be very interesting because they've had a dicey relationship forever. Uh-huh. And they talk smack about each other all the time. But I think that's must watch, man.
And Calipari was salty at the end of the game. If you watch the end of the Arkansas-Kansas game when they were trying to inbound the ball.
Yeah, I saw
that. And his guard had to take consecutive timeouts because he couldn't inbound the ball. And after he took the second timeout, they showed Calipari, who's usually like pretty composed. Like his shirt was a little bit rumpled. His head was cocked sideways. He's like looking at the guy like, what are we doing here? This is a simple inbounds play. Let's get the ball inbounds and end the freaking game.
It can be tricky sometimes, Cakes.
Definitely can.
It can be tricky.
So I did go to the Caps game last night, and Ovi scored again.
Yeah,
so he is seven short.
Triple eights across the board.
Yeah, the crowd went nuts.
Does that get him back on a pace a little bit, or still a little bit behind the pace from like 10 days ago or so?
I think he's still on pretty good pace.
Okay, good.
I think I'm right in the crosshairs for potentially being in the building when he either ties or breaks.
Well, because a couple days ago, you didn't think so.
I think I've got 8 games to go until the game against the Islanders on the aisle. So, I mean,
if you're still on that .8.
It's right there in that mix.
Little birdie told me Cakes is going to be in the building on Saturday.
That is correct.
Our guy JVS, yeah. I sent him a text. I was on the Metro going home. And I was like, let me thank him.
Mm-hmm.
Sent him a thank you. Started talking to him a little bit. And he's like, hey, do you want to come back out Saturday?
Oh, he's very generous.
I was like, you're too generous.
Very nice.
And I'm like, Saturday, look, I've been to the building twice in a week.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't.
Yeah, you're good.
And I'm about to start coaching every weekend.
You need a break.
I was like, I need a chill weekend where I don't go anywhere.
You can pass the baton over here, and I'll go for the Panthers game.
But so I think you're going to be in the Monumental Suite. You're going to be in a suite.
Nice.
He's like, I got to send Cakes tickets tomorrow. Do you want to be in the suite? And it's like, I felt kind of like a jerk saying no. But
well, I'll just tell
no, I can't make it.
I'll step in for you. Anytime, JVS, if that thought bubble's in your brain, do you think Cakes wants to be in a suite? The answer is always going to be yes.
No. He didn't say, does Cakes want to be in the suite?
Oh,
he said, I'm about to send. He said, tomorrow or Saturday, I'm going to be sending Cakes suite tickets. Do you want to join him
I'm
in the suite?
I'm just talking about in the future, in perpetuity, JP. Mm. Anytime if a suite is offered, it's always appreciated.
I felt like I should say yes, but it's just too much. I went to the A-10 championship, went to the Caps game Thursday. I need a little break.
First world problems. You need a break. All the free tickets
I'm with
and
you,
hookups.
Yeah, you need to stay at home.
Seven to one.
I'm with you. It's a lot. Guys like GP, though, just love going to games.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I think Grant would go to a game every day if he could.
I like going to the games, but it's, you know, I like taking the Metro. I'm the last stop. Mm-hmm. Shady Grove's the last stop.
So
I see the whole place is sitting down there, and everybody's in red, and I just see them getting out.
You know what?
Getting out.
The great thing about the last driving, stop. If you park at Capital One Arena, if you're lucky enough to procure a parking pass like I have been over the years, lately I've noticed that they do the bit where they just stop traffic.
Mm-hmm. They let you out.
Well, they just want that place to get cleared as quickly as possible.
Yep. Right.
So, like, years past, you might be sitting in a bottleneck for 30 minutes. You go down now, you're out of there with the quickness. It's like the Daytona 500. Like, they are zooming people out of that building when the event is over.
After Ovi,
well, I noticed that after the all-cast.
They don't mess around, man. Yeah.
After Ovi scored.
The first goal, led off the scoring.
There was a guy behind me, probably in his 30s.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
And I think he was talking to his girlfriend or wife, and he goes, I love Alex Ovechkin. And I'm not afraid to admit it.
See, that's my guy. That guy's my spirit animal. Well, I love him.
The Ovi thing, you know, the chase has definitely reached a point like where it's now like in my family group text. You know, my daughter will say, Ovi scored. You know, right. Like everyone's paying news. Attention.
Yeah.
No matter where you are in the country. Sure. People all around are locking in on it. It's really exciting.
Group text doesn't include the $900 in parking that Stevie racked up.
No, that wasn't the same one. That was the same thread. But, you know, Paulie did say, and I actually shared it with Steven. I said, listen, if you ever have it pickle again, you don't know where to put the car. You know, there's a guy who's listened to the show for, you know, 30 years. I trust him. He said you could, you know, park it at his place.
100%. He would let you.
Yeah. And so he says, okay, I'll keep that in mind. Hopefully I just don't have the car anymore.
And then he can use his above ground pool.
He definitely could do that. Right? He's got a nice above grounder.
It's like a little, like, I don't know, about an 8-foot swim from one side to the other.
Hey, you know what? When it's hot on Staten Island in the summer, I bet you the pool feels good.
Yep. Yeah. It's our guy, Paulie.
Do cannonballs in that thing.
Paulie is a really, really sweet, nice guy. Very nice guy. I have to say that.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to call us throughout the show. You can also hit us up on X at Junks Radio. Coming up next, some interesting comments coming from the Maryland Terrapins head basketball coach. Don't go anywhere.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.